Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 8th of June of the year 2020. On this day in history, Tarare, an opera by Antonio Salieri, premiered at the Théâtre de la Porte in Saint Martin in Paris. Interestingly, if you play Tarare backwards, it says Mozart is a c***. In 1824, on this day, the washing machine was patented by Noah Cushing of Quebec, beginning the movement of feminism towards women being allowed to do other things with their hands. Your guest today on the podcast is a podcast favourite, currently surviving the war zone that is America, the leader of the People's Republic of the People United, Nato Green. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Alice. Hello, posters. In America, we have switched from pandemic curfew to racism curfew. So it's going great.
I mean, it's an exciting slash traumatic time for many Americans right now. Do you have any advice for anyone out there who's trying to get out on the streets during curfew times?
Yeah, be sure to wear your mask. Be sure attempt to maintain social distancing from other protesters. Be sure that you understand the difference between violence against people and violence against things. People play fast and loose about this a lot, but hurting a person, not a good idea. Hurting a thing, less bad of an idea, frankly. And it's also do things with a pack. Like if you want to set a police car on fire by yourself, maybe think twice. If you have 5,000 or 6,000 other people who want to set a police car on fire, have at it. That's my advice.
I mean, there's nothing sadder than leaning by a police car all on your own with a Zippo lighter trying to get the edge of the wheel afire. If there's 30 of you, it's a party.
That's right. It's like a stag and hen night.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in sex/no-sex news for our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the octopus people of New Zealand have turned out to protest in solidarity with the oppressed people of the world after discovering racism the other week. After having racial discrimination explained to them, the leader of the sinister octopus tribes of New Zealand made an announcement on social media saying that as a group, the octopus people of New Zealand see no valid differences that would justify differing treatment between humans of different colours or flavours, and suggest that everyone stop behaving like they're not made of the same ingredients. Meanwhile, in the UK, were-lizard Boris Johnson's MPs have voted to retain him as Prime Minister, despite the confirmation of his recent conversion to a were-lizard and the fact that once a month he turns into a large winged reptile. Questions have been raised in PMQs about whether it's responsible to retain authority over a nation's military and political power when every full moon sees you unhinging your own jaw to swallow a whole goat, hoarding gold, and winging across the night sky, frightening small children and razing villages to the ground. Johnson said this is not unprecedented behaviour, even among fully human Tory leaders, and that he's only raising villagers to test his flame glands. Meanwhile, a small ethnic subgroup of the Under-London Picts are insisting on being repatriated out of England to live in Italy, stating that they are the descendants of the long-lost 9th Legion of Rome. 5,000 of Rome's finest soldiers were lost in the swirling mists of Caledonia back in the day as they marched north to put down a rebellion. The Wiggles government has said that they will welcome the Eagle of the Ninth back to Rome once travel opens up within Europe once more. And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because acquiring possessions is 9/10 of the law of the jungle. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Stephen Shorman's Stench Emitter for Effortless Social Distance, a one-stop stench shop to drive the public, your loved ones and colleagues to a safe anti-proximity. The literal definition of a safe space with our range of ghastly scents, including long-dead fox, poo of the unwell and daytime nightclub. Stephen Shorman's Stench Emitter, conveniently, also works if you're suffering from plague in the 16th century to keep the spirits away. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Half a Glass of Water. Half a glass of water is the multi-purpose liquid for many of your needs. Drink it, freeze it, eat it, put it on a water pistol to baptize a baby without breaching social distancing regulations. Half a glass of water, the drink that has nothing to hide.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today is sex/non-sex news. Nato Green, you are our sex/non-sex correspondent. What is happening in the world of banging?
In San Francisco, Alice, we've been under a stay-at-home order since March 16th, and that has really put a dent in America's f***ing. If you happen to be stuck at home with someone that you enjoy rubbing your genitals on as of March 16th, you get to keep at it. if not, on top of anxiety about possible exposure to a deadly disease and economic social collapse as a result of economic crisis, you'd like to get on top of that because you're not on top of anything else. So one of the many symptoms of COVID-19 is fever, dry cough, respiratory failure, and blue balls. Or the female equivalent of blue balls, which I think is chartreuse clit.
Flatlock, I think, is the technical term.
That's the medical condition. So if you have that, you might try affixing your genitals to one of the scarce ventilators to get some satisfaction. There are projections that some number of people stuck at home with nothing to do got down to making babies. That appears to be definitely true if you are rich. For everyone else, anxiety and despair turn out to not get us in the mood. Not like what's happening is sort of sexy on the eve of battle. Before I spill my blood on the field of battle tomorrow, I want you to make my heart race tonight kind of sexing. It's more of like, I'm alternately numb and sobbing uncontrollably. We have an hour to kill. Do you want to watch Money Heist or Bone Down? that's the kinds of conversations happening in America. And since most of us have a lot of nervous energy not being channeled into anyone else's orifices or whatever you're into, people are finding unexpected things erotic, like teeth, because you're out and about wearing masks all the time. If you see a person's uncovered teeth, very sexy.
Teeth of the new ankles.
Teeth of the new ankles. hugging, like... Hugging is the most illicit, scandalous thing that you could do. And it can't hold. Like, sooner or later, contagion be damned. People will decide that they have to start fucking again, and it doesn't matter what the public health order says. The insatiable horniness of some people is really the Achilles penis of this whole COVID situation.
I mean, it really adds a sort of a frisson to a sexual engagement if you're taking your life as well as their penis into your hands.
It's like a sort of a version of slow motion Russian roulette.
Jizz in my eye.
Right. Instead of a bullet, it's you just run the risk of some jizz in your eye. So, which, by the way, can I recommend half a glass of water to get the jizz out of your eye? So, if you are leaping back onto Tinder post haste, make sure that you switch the mode to disinfectant swipe right, so that it's a disinfecting swiping type of situation. And then if you go to find someone who's mutually interested in having hot, satisfying COVID negative sex with you, then what you need to do is, according to the new norms of sex under quarantine, is you need to have 14 days of foreplay. where you locate yourself in adjacent rooms, sort of gradually talk sexy words through the door, do some sexting, some sexy zooming, and then open the
door. I mean, that's just Sting, right? That's the only person who could manage that.
Sting is the only person who could maintain the same erection for all 14 days.
Well, it's that or run them through a short-term COVID swab test and just check out their deep throat technique with the swab.
With the swab itself. And hopefully your penis has more heft than the swab. So, all of this gets logistically more challenging in like an orgy type situation, because then you have to have multilateral self-quarantine prior to the sex. And so being quarantined with multiple other people for 14 days before an orgy begins can be logistically challenging. Not a lot of houses are designed with that many chambers to be able to have lots of people in quarantine. So,
fog up the walls of that panopticon, baby.
Yeah, you might have to negotiate some sort of rotation or type of polyamorous. By 14 days, then you've just accepted that you're into polyamory now. So that's the report from the States. How is sex, no sex going in Australia?
Sex in Australia is, as always, upside down. And that's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, NATO. Thank you and John Luke very much for helping me understand what Yeats meant about pound. However, I've decided to go a different way and change the topic of my dissertation to The Poetics of the Creamy Breast, Erotic Fascination and Post-Colonial Undertones in Dancy Lagarde. I know that Lagarde is incredibly busy and secretive, but I was wondering if you could use your special relationship to secure me an interview or some access to their writing archives. Many thanks and good luck to you, Christopher. Best, B. Thank you for your letter, B. Absolutely not. I will not leverage my relationship with Dancy Lagarde, which is a professional relationship where I advertise their works. I will not leverage that to help you with your academic career. If you want to access Dancy Lagarde, you'll go about it in the normal manner, which is by going to the mountain, crossing the bridge, answering the old man in the beard the three questions that he asks you. Then you go to the tree. There's a golden egg in the tree. There's the heart of a giant in the egg. And then you have to go and you have to take the heart back to the giant. The giant will give you directions to Dancy Lagarde and you can fulfill your thesis then. But again, thank you for your letter.
I just want to say that I reject the premise of this letter, which is I don't think that the creamy breast is a legitimate subject of inquiry for an academic dissertation. I don't think that's a good use of your tuition dollars and your time in university. I think if you want to write that kind of... I think instead you should focus your dissertation on something much more important and weighty, like accidental homoerotic encounters in American hip-hop of the 1990s.
And that's all the time we have for your letters. More of your letters tomorrow. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Go back and listen to episode 101 if you enjoyed NATO Green on this episode today. NATO, have you got anything to plug?
Sure, you can follow me on Twitter at Nato Green or Instagram, Mr. Nato Green. You can listen to my other podcast, The Bituation Room with Francesca Fiorentini. It's a political comedy chat where we have on non-comics and talk about left-wing movement type stuff. Or my comedy album, The Whiteness Album, available wherever comedy can be streamed or downloaded.
And the last post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we and they always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner, and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra, and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No! So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.